All right. So it's time now for a pre-show here for Tuesday. This is the 11th, right? No, the 10th, the 10th of March. We go back to, we're going to be going back to an older show. By the way, I had an interesting exchange on Facebook with one of our listeners who had this whole thing about Mavis having drinks at Ted's. And I said, oh, that's bullshit. That's out of character. You don't understand the show and all this stuff. And it turns out Jeff Baker and this guy, they both found this bit from 2016 where Mavis is at Ted's of Beverly Hills having a drink. So I stand so fucking corrected on that shit. And I can only say that that happens. that's like a burp in the universe, in the Phil Hendry universe. Because ordinarily I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do something out of character like that. Or have a character do something out of character like that. Or have an out of character character do the character. All right. So we're getting ready to go out of town. Next week, I'm going to be doing pre-shows, from where I'm at. I'll be doing live new pre-shows every day, like I did when I was in Dubai, and Maldives, and those places. And then, and I think somewhere back there we have in the Dubai pre-show, we have the morning people call to prayer in Dubai, which is really very strange, man, to hear that. That's the way it sounds. It's like, and it's, I thought it was right at dawn, but it's earlier, it's like 4 a.m. And then you hear it echoing throughout the whole city. And I think the morning that I heard it, you probably, you guys remember, I ran downstairs really fast to go and check it out, man. Now I got to see something here, man. I got to see. Like I'm always saying, I got to see. Somebody is going to send me, someone's trying to send me a video of a gecko. That's all I can tell you. I'm going to see a gecko here. The fuck is this? Fed up. Add a couple of excerpts of your work and the two that we did lead-ins for Ted's of Beverly and Tebow's Ale. We greatly appreciate if you send us a sample of Steve's, something up to 60 seconds, give or take, and of Ted Beverly's commercial, if possible. We master the work and wave. Ted Bonnet, who produces the Phil Proctor podcast, just sent me a note, so I think they're getting ready to put that one together and we can hear it. Oh, here it is. I think this is it.
Jackie?
Hey, doll.
Hi.
Hi.
My video, it's not very good because the lizards are kind of not as tame as they used to be when I was taking them out every night. I haven't messed with them too much, and so I guess they...
Oh, okay, here it is. Yeah, look at that, dude.
They are. Did you just see the thing? The thing that preceded the handover on CNN to Chris Cuomo?
No, what?
When he said Mark Meadows, the new chief of staff,
yeah,
is now under some quarantine as well, and he sounded like he was laughing.
Oh God, that's gonna come back to haunt him. Oh look at
Chris Cuomo came back, and this is very serious, and now it's getting real.
Really?
He was trying to cover his ass.
Don Lemon, was it Don Lemon?
No, it wasn't Don Lemon. It was the dark-haired guy who is not Don Lemon and not Chris Cuomo, whoever the. In between them.
Who the fuck was that?
Kind of laughing a little bit.
Don Lemon.
He was trying to squelch a laugh, you know?
Thought it was funny that Mark Meadows is under quarantine?
That he was under self-quarantine. It was just the way that he said it. And now, and it was, there was kind of this laugh. I don't know. At least
yeah.
That's how I interpreted it. I was messing with the lizards at the time, but it sounded kind of laughy to me.
I see your lizard here. I got the video. He's a cute. Is that a girl? That's Charlie?
Both girls. They're both girls.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie's a white one.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, they're cute. Normally they're friendlier, but
yeah.
They're squirrely because I haven't been messing with them. And they normally really want to come out. And when I was taking them out all the time,
yeah.
They would hop on my hand and like, okay, let's go.
Well, honey, when you say take them out, you mean out of that tank?
Out of the tank.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, we have to, our little animals, man, they're...
Well, I know.
Yeah, they...
I've got too many.
Look at that pink one, and that's a girl, too.
That's Charlie, yeah.
Boy, she's gorgeous.
Black MMI.
She's beautiful.
Thank you. They're really cute, right? right?
Yeah.
Got them both. With the spotted one is like a normal one.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, right here. That's the normal
one. Oh, look at her look at her crawling on your hand, babe. That's really beautiful. Yeah. That's cute.
Normally, they want to, you know, be super friendly. They come up to the cage when I, you know, when they're out.
Yeah.
They're kind of nocturnal creatures.
Yeah.
So, and that's why Ryan likes all of his lizards. Because most of them are nocturnal. Like
yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Like you are.
That was beautiful. Yeah, it's like me. Yeah. Thank you, baby. That's nice. And by the way, the pre-show is rolling right now, so they've been listening to all of this. The audience. My audience. But nobody knows. No one knows who you are, and they can't hear you, and so never mind. They can't recognize who you are, just the faint little sound of your voice off my phone.
Should I sign off now?
No. 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 I should go anyway to get this thing done.
Okay.
But yeah, and here I'll put the mic down. All right. So I turned that down cuz she was shy. All right. So I know that you might have, if you watching the video cast, some of you guys might have thought, "What happened to my video?" I thought it's the damn thing. What is the damnedest thing? All right, so we are rock and roll on that shit. Let me go back to here. Yeah, there we are. And there's the kid. And I was looking for my schedule for the week. Who's messaging me? Oh, what am I doing here, man? What the fuck is this? You got that? And give me 20 minutes. Thanks again to you and Phil. Okay, great. There, let's send that. Grud. That's good. And I want to look at Dan. I want to look at... there's my main man there. There's my main man there. And we have Bet Online, of course. Bet Online. Well, we won't print that just now. Or should we print that? Sure. Okay, we'll print that. Select printer. Let's go, bitch. Come on. Why is it not picking up the printer? Why are you not picking up the printer? Come on, motherfucker. Let's go. God damn it. Oh, there we are. There we are. Bitch. All right, bitch. BYU TV. I actually have something called BYU TV. Is that like Brigham Young? There's a lot of white people in it. Yeah, it's a whole lot of white people up here. Listen, sports fans, Bet Online. They told us it was Bet Online, and then I heard the owner of the company call it Bet Online AG. So what the fuck are they talking about, man? They say one thing and it's something else. You know something, man? I've had it with you guys. Now, Billy, you're on the air in a moment. I know, no, I'm going to speak. I'm going to say my piece. I'm going to say what I've been needing to say for a long time. God damn it. Hello, this is Wolfgang Entman here for the group Liebersturm. And this is... Bob, we have the... hold on, will you, for just a minute? I got this... I'm in the middle of... Sorry, but we do have the photographs for you to autograph.
Okay.
Hello, this is...